Good evening, America. Hope you are doing great so far. This is Wake Up America with DJ and Kavika. Today, we'll be briefly talking about the immigration situation going on with the migrant caravan and code switching. Kavika, how you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm loving this weather out here in California. It's giving me life. You know, it's kind of like cold out here. It's raining. But I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm good. It's freezing here, on the other hand.
Oh, I wish we can switch. But anyway, let's start off with code switching. Let's work backwards. Let's start off with code switching. So code switching, as we all know, code switching is something that many of us do unintentionally. Some of us do it intentionally, some of us don't. Code switching is where you basically, you use a certain dialect with a certain group, and then you use another dialect, or the more proper way of speaking with another group. When I'm saying groups, I'm meaning it can be a racial group, it can be a socioeconomic type group, like it's on different levels. The way that you speak to someone that's poor is different than the way that you speak to someone with money. The way you speak to a black person is different than the way you speak to a white person. The way you speak to a teacher is different than how you speak to a student.
Another student.
Yeah. So that's what code switching is. It's bad in some instances. Or I wouldn't say it's bad. It's detrimental, sort of. That's a little worse, though. But then it's also not bad in a sense. So, for example, we'll say, like, oh, give me some mo. And that just means give me more, please. But then when you go to a teacher, it's like, oh, man. Or you'll say, that boy can sing. And then, like, when you're talking to someone, it's like, oh, that person can sing very well. And it's not only the way that the pronunciation of words is more so, like, how you say it. So it's like, oh, you say it with a nicer tone instead of, like, more of a harsh tone. It's something I do unintentionally. I don't know about you. Do you do it unintentionally?
Yes, sometimes I try not to do it. I try to train myself to talk properly a lot because I would like to talk properly in the future. So I try not to, but if I do, I try. It's just a mistake, a common mistake. I try not to, though.
I don't even say it's a mistake. I would just say it's something that we've adapted. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like when I hear my mama talk, she'll be going off, or she'll just be talking. And then once you let the bank call or somebody call, she's like, oh, hello, how are you? I'm like, how you just go from a 10 to now you at a 5 or a 1?
Not even 5, 1.
It's like, oh, hello, can I please? Like, no, get out of here. But yeah, that's code switching for you guys. Another thing, the slightly bad part when it comes to code switching is when people purposefully do it in order for protection. Like, I know people who, and when I mean protection, I mean more so like they protect their, which I'm not shaming them, but I'm just saying it's kind of out of line. They're protecting their status, like, oh, well, if I talk to urban or too black, they're gonna look at me differently. They're gonna be like, oh, you're part of that group, like you're just another one of them. So they tend to speak like more proper and more sophisticated. And I've been mistaken a lot of times to be one of those type of people. And I'm not shaming those type of people. I'm just saying that sometimes when we're put in those type of positions where we have to compromise or where we have to make a decision to force ourselves to conform, that's where it becomes a problem.
It's kind of like what society points he makes us out to be, or make any individual as out to be, but you never know what that person actually is. It's just a regular stereotype.
True. And it's just because I say I ain't getting it, that doesn't mean that I have an IQ score that's below yours. I just may be more intelligent than you, and you just heard me say I ain't. But yeah, code switching is pretty interesting. It's pretty fun to do as well, just to see people's reaction.
It's also funny in some sense.
It is, because people be like, oh my gosh, I never knew you. Like, I've been asked, they're like, or no, not asked. I've actually been told, like, oh, I thought you were, they thought I was like white. They thought I was from somewhere else. They're like, oh, really? I'm like, yes, I am from Los Angeles, California. Yes, I'm African American, black, whatever you want to call it. But it's pretty interesting to see how people. We ascribe certain groups, are we categorized based off of sounds and assumptions, like, oh, okay, you sound black, so you must be black. And then once you come in and you white, and they'd be like, oh my gosh. I have fallen to that trap where it's like, I'd be like, oh, you know, that person's black. They come in and they're not black. And I'm like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have made that assumption. But that's where code switching can, you know, come and bite you back in the behind. So, enough of code switching. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I'll hand this over to you.
So now we're going to touch up on immigration that happened. With the immigration situation happened with the migrant caravan a few weeks ago, most of these migrants are coming from Central America for countries like Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and they arrived in Tijuana a few weeks ago. And coming to the California border to seek asylum. And most of these people here, they're fleeing to escape persecution and things like that in their own country. Denying asylum seekers could be a violation of national and international laws.
Exactly.
And here's some more facts about asylum. Like I said, they're coming here to escape persecution. They're fearing, they're leaving their home country based on like their race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in particular political social group. And that's why a lot of people are coming here. There's just some more facts about asylum. But a lot of problems is they're being met with resistance by Border Patrol officials here in the United States. And the asylum requirements are getting more and more stricter by the months, years. So it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard for a lot of people to get in the United States now. But even if you happen to get here, it takes like 14 years to become an actual citizen.
Oh, child. I don't know how people, I don't understand. What's the problem here? Like, these are people that's leaving, are trying to escape basically being killed. Like, and we think that we should make this a hard process. Like, yes, there needs to be background, or it, for me, it doesn't matter. Well, kind of does. Yes, there should be background checks. We should go through, there should be a process. Yes, I do agree with that. As far as us making this like we're throwing tear gas and all that crap is unnecessary. We wasting money on tear gas when we could be helping those people. So we just need to reconsider what we really, our true values, and understand that these are people that aren't here to come mess up our country. They're actually here to help and to get help. And since we're this big country that got all its power, why we can't help? Or where is the power being? How is the power actually being used? How are we leveraging our power?
In my opinion, though, immigrants make up America. I mean, everybody here works. I don't want to get on one confused there. Everybody here works, but immigrants make up America. Long time ago, Chinese immigrants built the railroads here that go all the way across the country. Slaves built a lot of things in the South, on the East Coast. Slaves even built the White House. You have a lot of Spanish immigrants that's in the farms. A lot of us won't go out here and do that stuff. I mean, I know it's some people that do, don't get me wrong, but most of us won't get out there and do that.
Most of Latinos will do the jobs that many of us, yes, that many of us won't do, or that we're not. I wouldn't say that we won't, because it is something. Sometimes you do get to, like, we usually say that, but I would say that we're not doing yet. It's not that we're not capable of doing so. It's just that we haven't got there yet.
and I'm not saying that we use immigrants for the things that we won't do, but I'm also saying we're not that high and mighty where immigrants are just beneath us. Everybody is somebody.
So for all y'all who thought that, y'all can have a seat. And also the African, I got hiccups and I'm coughing. This is out. The African immigrants that came over here are also doing jobs that are helping us as a nation. You went to the same middle school. There's African immigrants that started our school, New Design, and they're doing an amazing job by giving back, and they're paying it forward by helping inner cities youth and children of color get accepted into four-year universities. They're also setting, like, immigrants are not dumb, so we need to get that stigma out of our head, and they're not these people that aren't going to work and put in the work and help build this nation.
Like I said, it's like a stereotype. A lot of people have just this image of Hispanics. They bring drugs, crime, and this and any other. A lot of Hispanics I've known throughout these years of my life on Earth has done a lot of influential things to help the communities and their families.
And for all of y'all who think that...
I haven't known not one Hispanic that's done the things as such that I hear come out of our president's mouth. Just because it's stereotype or might be true about certain individuals, that doesn't mean the whole country is that way.
Like, it really bothers me. Like, I've even heard a person that's a part of the LGBTQ community say, she was like, she's a white racist lady. She was going off telling Latinos that they should go back, return back home, and all of this stuff. But it's like, inside of a marginalized community as such, you would think that that wouldn't happen, but yet it's still inside of those communities. So it's like, we can't blind our eyes or think that people aren't being targeted even within the marginalized communities, because I've heard us even say, and I'm saying us, I mean us Black folk, I've heard us even say, like, oh, you know, all these Mexicans. One, let me stop all of us right there. They're not all Mexicans. And there's a whole bunch of different countries that Latinos are coming from.
I'm gonna say it's more than one country that got to come.
Exactly.
They have to come through Mexico to get here. It might be some Mexicans that come on along the way, but it's mainly from Central America. Mexico is part of that, but I mean deep Central America.
And it irritates me that, like, you just like to categorize and put all these people into one group, and it's like, okay, well, when they say, and it, that's a whole other topic, let me not go there. But yes, asylum is something that these people are, the asylees are seeking asylum, and our country needs to do its part in helping and paying it forward by granting these people asylum. It's not like these people are asking for too much. It's not like we can't do it. We don't, the higher-ups don't want to do it. Why? I don't know. Something's wrong with them. That's all I know. But I really want to know why. And then also, first I want to know what we're about to do to fix this situation. Then I want to know why the heck didn't they want to do it in the first place.
I could ask the same question, but I do know that immigrants are getting processed. It's not a lot throughout the day, but it's something that's getting processed throughout the days.
Yes, there's steps we need to take, but that ain't enough. It needs to just be fixed ASAP. And then I want to hear an apology for all of the tear gas that was thrown. Although an apology ain't crap, but we need to do something, because throwing tear gas at children and mothers and even fathers, like, that's out. And even the people who don't get have kids, still, we're throwing tear gas for no freaking reason. These people wasn't throwing stuff at it. Like, what were they throwing? The things that they may have thrown was very minute compared to the things that we're throwing at them. Like, we're literally throwing gas, chemicals at people, although that they're in this vulnerable position that they're in life, yet we're sitting here acting like this is the 50s. Like, do we not remember that we used to do this in our own backyard? We used to throw tear gas and stick dogs on people. Have we forgotten where we just came from? Oh gosh.
Yes, this
I digress.
I think that we, I'm not gonna say we, but the higher people are feeling themselves a little too much.
What are they not?
But as a country, United States, we are not so that high and mighty. We're not that good of a country to just look down on other people, because nobody's perfect in this country. It's great, but it's far from perfect. And we just can't look down on others and just snob our nose at them. We have to help one another.
Yes, we the people. So, folks.
And if we this want people, really- we have want people to live that American dream. We could help them get that American dream. And most of these people, they want to work just like how we work every day. So.
Oh, when you said the American dream, that reminded me of Kanye. Oh God.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase that. They want to live good too. They want to have a better life.
Oh, when it all falls down. Alrighty, folks. So I hope y'all have an amazing, amazing, blessed week. This week is going by quick, and I'm happy that that's happening because finals about to come up. I'm sending all the good vibes and good luck, all of that, blessings to y'all who is about to take some finals in a couple weeks or next week, because I am. And I know the struggle is real, and I'm out.
I just want to give a shout out to my high school team, Clinch County Panthers. We will be playing in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta next week for our championship game to face off the Urban County Indians again. We beat them last year in the championship round, and hopefully we do it again. But I also want to say I hope you all have a great week and have a blessed and rest of the month, and I hope everyone has a great new year. But I mean, we're gonna have more episodes before the end, but still, just want to wish everybody blessings into their life. And that's it for this episode of Wake Up America. You got anything else to say?
No.
All right, see y'all next time.